Welcome to the 2015 annual meeting of the Braille Revival League of California. And today we're going to emphasize revival, because this affiliate needs a shot of courage right now. And I'm glad you folks are here, and I hope more will come during the time we're together this morning. I'm Linda Perel. I'm the vice president of BRLC. And I'm going to pass a microphone around to my left for each of you to introduce yourselves. Okay.
I am Marlene O'Neill. I am the outgoing recording secretary.
Hello, Steve Fort, past president.
Okay, Rob Turner, Silicon Valley.
Hello, this is...
Yeah, it's quite loud. You,
Guillermo Robles from Los Angeles, prospective possible member.
Great.
So, I'm Mike Keithley. I'm from Silicon Valley also.
All right. And then we are going to cross the room to speak to our recalcitrant person at the other table, who is going her own way.
I want to be warm.
Oh, that explains. Actually, you could get body heat by sitting with us.
Gloria Broderick from Pasadena.
Okay. So we will begin in the usual way with a secretary's report. Minutes of... Tamara, come. Let's see. Here's Mike, Steve. While we're waiting, I have a bag of goodies. There are some booklets on the UEB, which The Lighthouse produced, and Frank Welty brought to the convention, and I have a whole bag of booklets that you guys can help yourselves to. Only if you're a friend of Chris Gray, you can burn.
If I'm responsible, can I burn them?
Yeah, it's just... Mike, when is John Ross coming in? Oh, lovely.
So I didn't say anything about the BRLC meeting. So
All right. Good to know. Yes, Cameron.
I was interested in the booklets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be handing them out before the end of the meeting. Don't worry. I got a whole bag of them.
Okay. I got it. Thank you. this is Marlene O'Neill, and as I said, this is the last time I'm going to be doing the minutes, so, I'll do these, and I can probably read it in April again, but I'm the outgoing secretary, so. Business meeting for April 11th, 2014. The BRLC business meeting was called to order by President Steve Fort at 9:15 a.m. on Friday, April 11th, 2014, at the CCB 2014 conference and convention held at the Arden West Hilton Hotel in Sacramento. All present BRLC members introduced themselves. BRLC recording secretary Marlene O'Neill read the minutes of the BRLC business meeting held on Friday, October 18, 2013. At the fall CCB 2013 convention
conference and convention held at the Del Mar Marriott Hotel in San Diego. There were two corrections to the minutes. The minutes stated that due to the change from two conferences and conventions to one, the terms of the corresponding and recording secretaries and board position two would be lengthened by 1 year. Linda Perel suggested that the word current be inserted since this change does not apply. To those holding these positions in the future. Steve Fort pointed out that the original language of the Article 3.7 of the BRLC Constitution stated that the president shall appoint the nominating committee in odd number years, and that the words in odd number of years be inserted. The minutes were approved as corrected. Since John Ross had not yet arrived, the reading of the Treasury report was postponed until his arrival. Mike Keithley, chair of the nominating committee, introduced the committee slate of candidates for BRLC president, vice president, treasurer, and board position one. Lena Bandy was nominated for president, Linda Perel for vice president, Keith Johns for treasurer, and Rob Turner for board position one. Mike asked for nominations for the president from the floor, so there were none. A motion was made, seconded and carried, that Lena Bandy be elected president by acclamation. Mike then asked for nominations from the floor for vice president. Since there were none, Linda Perel was elected vice president to BRLC by acclamation. Mike asked for nominations from the floor for treasurer. Since there were none, Keith Johnson was elected treasurer by acclamation. Mike then asked for nominations from the floor for board position one. Since there were none, Rob Turner was elected to board position one by acclamation. Since Linda Perel was elected vice president, a special election had to be held to fill the board position two, which is now vacant. John Ross was nominated and was elected by acclamation. President Steve Fort then thanked Mike Keithley, Keith Johnson, and Rob Turner, who comprised the nominating committee, for their diligence in finding nominees in such a small group. John Ross then gave the treasurer's report. This report was dated March 3rd, report was dated March 3rd, 2014. He stated that the beginning balance was $3,437.83. $270 was spent for the Braille writer, and $70 was spent for the Braille writer, and $430 was payable to BRL for dues. $370 was received as income from membership dues payments, leaving an ending balance of $3,307.83. A motion was made, seconded, and carried that the treasurer's report be accepted as read. Linda Perel then spoke about her experience helping at the Northern California Braille Challenge held at the Lighthouse on March 1st, 2014. She stated that there were about 20 children participating at four different levels, ranging from first grade through high school. She was helping children who were in first and second grade called the apprentice level. She commented on how advanced the tests were for those children despite their ages and how much she enjoyed the experience. She then asked everyone to give to the Braille Challenge and reminded everyone that the proceeds help children and their families with transportation expenses. Roger Peterson then told everyone about some impending cuts to the special education services in the governor's budget and asked everyone to do what they could to pressure the legislature to veto these budget cuts. Linda Perel assured everyone that the Braille Californian would continue to be produced in Braille. In BRSLC business meeting was adjourned, the BRSL business meeting was adjourned at 10 a.m. on April 11th, 2014. The BRL speakers meeting began immediately thereafter. Rob Turner began a presentation on Bookshare. He was excited to report that there was a new method of creating BRF, or Braille files, because of some enhancements involving the punctuation of Braille files, it would be easier to read. He was also excited to report that Penguin Publishing has agreed to make their books available on Bookshare, and they would soon have 17,000 new books available. He also mentioned a new application for Bluetooth devices called VoidStream, which cost $10. Then the question and answer period began. When the question and answer period began, a member expressed dissatisfaction about the presentation of mathematical equations in physics textbooks. Rob said that he hoped this problem would become easier as publishers embraced Math Excel, ML, a language that would help the reader study equations. However, he said that this would take some time. Rob also talked about the annual cost of a book of a Bookshare membership, and how to request that a book be added to the library. Steve Fort thanked Rob for his presentation. Finally, Lena Bandy conducted the Braille Bee. There was a lively discussion about the merits of new UEB code going into effect in 2016, followed by Lena asking how certain words would be written in Braille. What these words had in common is that there is more than one way to represent them. Steve Fort thanked everyone for their support during the 4 years of his presidency and said that he would assist incoming President Lena Bandy
in any way possible. The BRLC speakers meeting was adjourned at 10:35 a.m. on April 11, 2014. Respectfully submitted, Marlene O'Neill, BRLC Recording Secretary.
Do I have a motion to accept the minutes? Moved and seconded. Any discussion or correction? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Right now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Marlene O'Neill for her diligence, her thoroughness, her commitment, and she is, in fact, the conscience of BRLC. You know, whenever things seem to be slipping off the tracks, you could count on getting an email from me, or I could count on getting an email from Marlene with the strategic kick in the pants that was needed. So I value you incredibly, and I'm glad you might be staying on in another capacity. So thank you.
Thank you.
Now, a bunch of folks wandered in while Marlene was talking, so I would like to catch up with who's here so we have a good, better sense of things. Did anyone? Judy. Who else?
Alan.
Great. Who else? Sam. Yay.
And Katrina.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's it? Okay. Thank you. Now we move on to the BRLC Treasury. We have a tale of woe and intrigue for you. Last year, Keith Johnson was elected our treasurer, and he, shortly after being elected, decided that he wasn't up to the task for health and other reasons. And so John Ross was approached to continue in the role of treasurer until the next convention, which everybody, of course, expected to happen this past April, and then did not. Meanwhile, the Treasury has somewhat gone dark. People have reported to me and others that they sent checks that were not cashed, and inquiries were made to John at various points and to make sure we had the right address, which apparently we did. And our goal was to elect a new treasurer at this convention that could take on the organization and put it back together treasury-wise. I was shocked last night at credentials meeting when they said that BRLC had 45 members. I'm like, in your dreams.
It did, you know.
So I'm concerned that a roster was passed in February with, you know, a whole bunch of names that haven't been paid up. So we have some work ahead of us vis-a-vis the Treasury. And clearly we have no treasurer's report today. And we'll be needing to do our elections and put some people in place who can really bring the affiliate back to where it belongs in terms of vibrancy. I even have one person who approached me who wants to join and gave me her contact information, and I'm willing to pay for, but I'm not going to put money into a vacuum. So so that's the treasurer's report. Would Marlene or Steve care to comment?
Madam President?
Yeah. Madam Vice President.
Vice President.
Madam Chair.
Sorry. even as president, I had to update the roster several times, even to the point where we were still and the rosters we were listed as being in our first term when we were clearly in our second terms, and of course the dates were still 10 to 10, 12 or whatever it was, 10 or 11. So I, as president, I updated the roster considerably. That wasn't being not really followed up on. So we'll have that to do as well.
You know, we might want to think about having the treasurer and secretary work in tandem to keep the roster up to date and making that kind of an alliance. Anyway, I wanted to ask you also, Steve and Marlene, are either of you aware of which bank our account is at?
I'm not.
No, I'm not aware of.
Okay. And do we know whose signatures are on the, you know, the...
Did you have a signature?
Was your signature on the account, Steve?
I don't recall that it was.
Mercy. All right.
It could have been just
We got some serious work to do here, folks.
Yes.
We really do. All right, so for the moment, I'm going to lay that issue aside. We're going to come back to it shortly as part of our election. God, it's a good thing I'm good at spin control. I tell you guys. All right, so we're going to move on to our election and we'll come out stronger in the process. So I'm going to hand this over to Mike Keithley, our nomination chair, who will give a report.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, this is me. This is Mike Keithley. Okay, Rob Turner and Marlene O'Neill were helping me. Marlene is actually, she bowed out of her participation because she wants to run. So just Rob and I did a lot of the work. Anyway, the nominations are for board position 2, corresponding secretary, and treasurer. We have we don't have a candidate for
what?
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. The record is not corresponding secretary, it's recording secretary. So we don't have a candidate for recording secretary. Or for the treasurer, we have Steve Ford as recording secretary.
Can I
go?
I think you had asked me if I would serve as corresponding, which I'm willing to do. Although I'll need some orientation.
Oh dear!
But no.
Did I mess it up? Oh, I didn't mess it up.
Both secretaries we needed to fill. Both secretaries.
Unfortunately,
one recording and one corresponding.
So we need two. Both secretaries are up. Is that what you're saying, Steve?
Steve wants to be corresponding.
I'll be.
I can hear Steve. I cannot hear that person talking. If somebody has, I think Steve has a mic. And if he can talk, I can hear.
Rob has it.
But you're going to complete your report.
Just finish your report and then we'll talk. Please.
Say again?
Just
go ahead and finish
report
your report, Mike.
Now?
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Is the report complete now? Or please continue with the report, and then we'll discuss all of it.
Do we want to reelect everybody? Is that what you said?
Yes, I'd like you to read whose names you came up with for which positions.
Okay. Steve Ford is for recording secretary. And Marlena, I'm Marlene O'Neill. That's for a board position 2.
That's what you
You had quite the Herculean task, and it's not, you know, for lack of trying that you didn't have a full slate of candidates. Where we are, this affiliate is a little bit in disarray. Just want to clarify that Steve Fort would like to be corresponding secretary, and Marlene O'Neill for board position two. These are the current candidates. We have to do them one by one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for corresponding secretary, the name of Steve Fort has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Here, closed, and Steve be elected by acclamation. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Marlene O'Neill's name has been placed in nomination for board position two. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Move that it's been moved that nominations be closed and Marlene be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yay. All right. So now the real work begins. We need a recording secretary and a treasurer.
I'm just looking for a clarification. Do these officers become active at the next convention, or do they become active at this convention?
No.
At the end of the convention. Okay, thank you.
All right, Mike wants
to. I'd like to be allowed to put my name in for recording secretary.
Yay. Mike Keefley has been self-nominated for recording secretary. Are there any other nominations?
Hang on just a second.
Let
me talk to Mike real quick.
Oh.
Mike?
He's over here.
Around to my left.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Hello.
Remember we talked about...
Say again.
Are you willing to run as a treasurer?
I can do for treasurer. I could do either. I'm open for either.
And
so
I'll run for the recording secretary.
Come again?
I would run for recording secretary.
Am I running?
No, I would.
Okay,
we spoke about.
This is Rob Turner talking?
Yes.
Okay, so Rob Turner is recording secretary, and I'm the treasurer. I'd like to say at the start that I'm not very experienced with. I hope that I don't mess it up.
We will find you a consultant. I know somebody who's the treasurer for four different affiliates, and she even sort of kind of volunteered to do ours. But I'm just gonna have her help us out, get on our feet, and then we will get going. Anyway, so let me redress here. Can I edit this rabbit's rules? Do we need to rescind? Just go with it. Okay. So the new proposed candidates for recording secretary is Rob Turner. Yay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All right, and Rob be elected by acclamation.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Woo! Sorry. all right, treasurer. The name of Mike Keefley has been placed in nomination for treasurer. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Move the nominations be closed.
And Mike be elected by acclamation. All those in favor? Right. These guys, they did. They are knights of the round table, these guys. What?
Yeah. Technically,
yeah. Oh, opposed. I've never said any opposed. Any opposed? Any abstentions? If there were any, get out of here, Rob. Now, has anybody come in the last couple of minutes?
Yes, there's a couple of people over here.
All right.
I'll do it.
Gloria, you did a thing. You anchored the table.
I did?
Yeah.
See, I started the table and others followed.
All right, so where are the folks who just came in?
Katrina and
Sam. We already.
They
anybody? Anybody else? We know who you are. All right, so. All right, gang. We have now an opening, right? Rob, you were the board member? And so we have an opening for someone to help Braille Revival League revive. The floor is open for nominations for board position one. These are all two-year terms, and what is the, is it three consecutive terms for term limits or two?
I think it's two.
Two? Three? I think it's three also. I think we should do away with term limits. I hate them. But we can talk about that next year. So I'm looking for, yes, ma'am. Oh, God. Yes. Thank you, Judy. The name of Judy Wilkinson has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Move that nominations be closed.
And Judy Bailout to by acclamation. Any opposed?
We need to vote first.
Vote first?
Well,
all right, vote. Yeah, I'll say aye.
Aye.
What? Come on. Anyone opposed? Oh, is he? Are you here? Oh, he's not here, but he would be opposed, right? I'll work with him. Any abstentions? Thank you, Judy. Judy has done a magnificent job of reviving Kahlua and making it a vibrant affiliate, and we will put her talents to good use to help us with BRLC. Thank you. So now, you have a question?
Yes,
okay.
What do we do now about the money that...
In the treasury and the whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we all need to find that tall guy, you know? We need to find him and push him up against the wall and say, give us the money.
Yeah.
Oh, he's rooming with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I think
you'll be able to work with...
why don't you... I would like to appoint Rob and Mike to approach John Ross and... untangle the situation with the Treasury to the best of their ability and report back to our board about what transpired so that we can decide on the next move. How is that?
I think that's great. And what I would like to see happen is that, and I think this is automatic anyway, but that Mike be given the authority to start a new account and have that money transferred in to that new account.
Would you like to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to that effect.
Okay.
Okay. I accept that. I'll consider that a friendly statement and withdraw. I'll withdraw.
Okay, so it has been moved and seconded that Rob...
No, I withdrew. We don't need to do
we
it.
We don't need
said.
It. All right. Okay. All right. See, Judy has already proved herself invaluable. See how that works?
So, what?
Without the motion, can you just restate what?
Okay.
Basically, all I said was that, and this is, I think, like Judy said, it's kind of automatic, but I wanted to make sure that Mike would be given the go-ahead to start his own account at whichever bank he chooses, and that the money from the check that John will write will be transferred into that account and managed from there on by Mike.
The president's name or vice president or something?
Yeah, we need two names on the account, and I suggest that Rob and Mike be the two names.
Okay, now that we might need to have a motion for.
Okay.
Does the Constitution, do we know if it calls for, is it just two signatures that doesn't specify the officers?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, so we need to.
Okay, so we're all right.
All right.
But it does need minutes. The bank one needs minutes.
Well, Marlene can take care of that.
All right, so today's minutes, Marlene will get to you guys as soon as possible so that Mike can start the account. Right.
I'll make sure that everybody gets
is clear. Right, right. All right. Yeah, we are. A letter from the office. Right. Yeah, Judy can help. You did it with Clua, right?
Yeah. No, this is clear. We'll know what to do.
Right. Okay. So all appropriate steps will be taken to put the Treasury on a solid footing going forward. So that brings me to the next logical issue, which is membership. And I am interested in entertaining proposals about how we should proceed to sign up again, and should we begin today, right here, right now, over the course of the morning, in getting people signed up as members? Yes.
Signed up for what?
Okay, so when the bank account is established, we will put out a notice. We don't have a PRLC list, do we?
I do. At least the latest one that I have access to.
And it has email addresses?
I believe it does. I'll double check.
All right. So we'll work that angle.
What? I look at it a little bit differently. As far as, from my perspective, knowing now that Mike is going to take over, I will pay my dues this morning.
Thank you, Rob.
How much are dues?
$20 a year.
Yeah. 10 goes to BRL, the national organization.
Okay. Yeah, and we suffered a level of embarrassment with BRL because we did not, they wondered where we got to. I'm sure you did. I got some on the email, too. So,
can I just ask Mike if he has a way at this point at this meeting to record who does join?
Mike?
Ask me the question again, please.
Do you have a way of recording at this meeting if we do pay dues? Do you have a way of recording that information?
I can record them. I can record on my Braille sensor. So we're always paying dues.
Great.
Okay, great.
Super.
Good, Judy. Yay!
They'll need to give Mike their name, address, phone number,
and email.
And don't forget too, for Mike's sake, if you're already on the BRLC, the previous roster, and no changes have been made,
right.
he won't have to literally write all that down. But
right.
Anyway.
I can send that to Mike, what I have, if you don't already have a copy of that.
And yeah, send it to me as well.
Yeah, you and Rob and Mike. Yes.
I'm Alan Ramis.
Yes, Alan. Let me bring you a microphone.
Okay, I'm Alan Ramis. Okay. I'm Alan Ramos. I'm not a member of the BRLC. I was wondering, are you going to post that on the connection as well, on the BC as well, that you're looking for members?
Yeah. We will do an article at some point, Miss Judy.
Are there any other lists, such as the president's list, that can go out to the different presidents that you're looking for members?
Yeah. Right. See. Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. President's list. Yeah. Right. Look, join up or rejoin. Well, ready to welcome you back or for the first time. Does anybody know Marianne Hewitt Robbins from Sacramento? She's the person who wants to join, but I didn't know what the other question was. I can ask her if she's blind or visually impaired, how that, I wonder why we had that qualification. Anyway, I guess we do. All right, I guess we have. We have to do that. That's right. Okay, good. So have we resolved the membership issue? I think I have a very strong suspicion that we will not be having a program this morning. We had an initial discussion with Lena Bandy about possibly getting her on the phone, but there was no follow-up from her about her availability. Oh, I think she even has a new job, and she's in school and what have you. At some point on the board, we probably should talk about the situation with Lena and see what we might want to do about that. But I don't want to go into too much detail here.
No.
Let's have Rob. I also brought a big bag of booklets that the Lighthouse produced with all of the UEB contractions in them. And you guys can have a bunch of them. Interestingly enough, I started pulling them out of the bag. And of course, they had a sighted person collating them. So half of them have the cover right side up. And then you have to turn the thing over to read the inside. And the rest of them are, you know, normal. But it looks like every other one is upside down. So these sighted people, what are you going to do with them? Anyway, all right. So, Rob, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
And I have a hot question for you when you're done.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot. I've got a few things. Since I'm in quality assurance, I may not be as up to date on all the marketing things, but I can tell you a few things. It's been kind of amazing for me just to see the growth of Bookshare in terms of the number of books. We're approaching, I think we're actually over 360,000 books now. And not only that, what's really becoming especially impressive to me is just the number of publishers that are really signing and getting on board. We have got close to, it's approaching 600 publishers now that we take information from. Not all of them are real active. Some of them are. Let's see, I'm trying to, there was one. I should have done a little more research. I didn't know I was going to have time. But I can say a few things. I remember in Marlene's minutes last year, there was a discussion about how our textbooks or books didn't have the symbols for math and some of the STEM. The Braille wasn't being translated properly. Well, we continue to make progress in terms of this Math ML markup, and what we're expecting to have happen gradually, but hopefully as time goes on. A lot of the publishers are really expressing an interest now in using MathML in their books. And one of the initiatives for Benetech, Benetech is our parent organization, and under Benetech, the program is called Global Literacy. And global literacy has a couple of tenets. One is that we're looking for books to be, what they say, born accessible. And so what that would mean is that publishers would, you know, will actually embed MathML and image descriptions in the book before it's even published, so that when the book is published, you would be able to access it, have access to all those things. And it would be in, it looks like EPUB 3 is going to be the preferred format. It's as we move forward, the DAISY standard and the EPUB 3 standard are merging, so that at some point it's possible that EPUB 3 could actually replace DAISY. So I don't quite know how that's all going to fit together. But really, the goal of global literacy is, again, this born accessible, so that eventually there really wouldn't even be a need for a separate organization. So, again, that's far off in the future, I think. One of the things I'm excited about, if anybody can really be excited about UEB, I'm not sure how exciting that really is, but we will be complying with the recommendation of the National Library Service and BANA. We will be implementing our UEB option in January, as they will. Now, of course, you will be able to choose between American English Braille American Edition, EBAE. That's always hard to say, but you'll be able to choose between the two. But for anyone who is interested, and this is one of the promises I made to the folks there to get a vacation day. Instead of having to use a day to attend the convention, was that I try to recruit beta testers for UEB, for our UEB translation. So if I hope, and I'm hoping to announce this at the Kahlua meeting as well, but if anybody is interested in looking at our UEB translation, just to read it and to give us feedback, we're really looking for that help. And in order to do that, you just would send an email to beta, B-E-T-A, at bookshare.org, beta at bookshare.org, pretty easy to remember, and just indicate that you're willing to read some material and provide feedback before we actually go into production. And I've already been pretty involved in looking at all the rules, and pretty sure we're in pretty good shape. We've got a few issues that I know about already, but I won't prejudice anybody by saying what they are. So, let's see. Yeah, I can't. That's about all I have as far as. New.
Last question, Ron?
Hold on. Yes, born accessible.
Okay, I didn't know if you said warm accessible.
Oh, okay. Another quick note. It doesn't affect us here in the United States, but another aspect of Bookshare that's growing is our international presence. We will be working with the Royal National Institute of People Who Are Blind in England, and they will actually, if all goes well, they will be using our portal essentially to for their library in England, so that the patrons will actually be using our infrastructure to be able to order books and so forth. And we're getting involved in India. We have a fund that's allowing us to work with India. They recently passed copyright legislation similar to what we have here, so that individuals who are blind especially who are blind, I think it also applies to those with learning disabilities, they will have access to books just as we do, just like the Chafee Amendment allows us to do here. We're getting involved in other countries as well. We're going to be supporting a number of different Braille languages, including German, French, Italian, Afrikaans, Catalan. Let's see, what there's a Spanish, of course. There's a bunch of my. It's hard for me to remember them all. So that's happening too. So it's a lot of growth. And this isn't relevant, but they just recently hired an additional QA engineer as well, and so our team has finally expanded to three, which will be really save us. It'll be a lot less busy for me, fortunately. So, anyway, let me stop here and answer questions.
I have one. How do we know if we're qualified to do a UEB test, or how much UEB knowledge do we need to do it?
Anybody that wants to participate should be thoroughly familiar with the BRLC rule. With the UEB rules. Otherwise,
the material that we have to study to do it.
Just as long as you've studied the pamphlets and so forth that are explaining UEB, then you're ready to go.
I have a question for you, Rob, and I don't know if you've heard this question before or if it's new. I hope to explain it clearly, and maybe you could touch on it in the Kahlua when you do your update for them as well. What I've noticed with some books for audio listening is that Bookshare has chosen to use the Kindle format, and therefore you cannot go from page to page in the book. It says at the beginning, when you do On the Victor or whatever, it says number of pages, one.
Right.
So can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can address that. One of the things that's happened recently, and it's been ongoing, is a lot of the books that we do get in electronic format, they're e-books. Many e-books nowadays do not have pages, literally do not have pages. They are just broken up into chapters, and
it's something, and then beginning, and then author's note. And, it's definitely the Kindle style rather than,
It depends on the publisher. And normally we would want the book to have a good navigation structure. And one of the things that I've been doing since I've been in quality assurance is I will review the submissions from the publishers and try to make sure that they have the right markup. So what you need to do when you do find a book that does not have navigation, file a book quality report. So when you go, what you'll do is there'll be a link that will take you to what's called the book detail page. And on the book detail page, there's a number of things, including a short synopsis, a long synopsis, copyright date, all that sort of information. And below that, you're going to find a link to submit a book quality report. And once you've done that, that alerts the staff to take a look at this and try to find out what's happened. And that's our best way of getting feedback. It's called a book quality report.
Quality report.
Yeah. And again, it's filed from the book detail page.
Oh, I think someone just left, I think.
Someone has a question.
Oh, I can, somebody needs to. Oh, here, I can.
I have 1010. Yeah. And if Mike wants to take some names, we need to stop soon. Okay. Someone had one question.
You could just relay the names to me.
Yeah,
I can't hear most people.
Yeah, I will. I'll help you with that. Yeah. Question?
Okay. See, I just came in and I was hoping for the UAB meeting, which I don't think is going to happen. But
we're not having that.
Are there like a booklet of symbols, possibly, so that we could look at it?
I have, all right, let's hand those out now. I have pamphlets from the Lighthouse that have the UEB material in them. So I'm just going to walk around.
I'd like one, Linda.
Do you have one,
Steve?
Yeah, should I reach over to you?
Yeah. Drawing on my past experience as president and vice president, in one instance becoming active president when the president of the organization resigned suddenly, I want to commend Linda Perel for doing a really outstanding job chairing this meeting, probably with short notice and under very it's extenuating circumstances. I just wanted to say that for the record. Thank you.
Hey, Linda. Hey, Linda.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Aye.